rock chimney on either end of the, on the end of both the rooms?
Yeah, at the far end of the outer end of each of the rooms, there was a big rock chimney.
And how did you get into the rooms? Off the dog trot?
When you go in here, steps up into the dog trot, we got to call them hall. Mm-hmm. No, but that's, they called them, well, it's an open hall, that's what it was.
Was there a porch?
Well, no, not at that particular one I'm speaking of. And then the house where I lived, where Mandy grew up, it was one big log room with a rock chimney. And it had a lean-to, or side room, they call it, that was the kitchen.
That was in the back?
So, it was at the side, you know, at the side of the, mm-hmm. of the log room.
And was that as big as the log room, the side room?
No, it was smaller. It was just built against, see, one side of the log room, the living room, we call it, was the wall, you know, but that made one side of the wall for the lean-to or siding. It was dealt to that.
I see. That would be your kitchen.
Yes. Uh-huh. And then it was a long time before we added any more. Then they added another room, a frame house, to the log room. Of course, we used it for a bedroom. Uh-huh. And then finally we added a front porch, a short front porch with a small room on the end of it. Of course, this all burned. This house all burned. It's a long time ago, something like 40.
How were these two rooms, when you had the first house, the two big log rooms with the dog trot between, what were they used for?
The log room?
Yes.
Well, one was the living room, and it was used for living room and bedroom, and then in the kitchen. Well, they had to, where there's a big family, they had to use it for a kitchen and partly for a bedroom. That was typical. I know I can think of first and last of several houses built like that. Well, you know, as some writer said, I heard here a few years back, I said that, well, people used to get the idea that the old South was all mansions and magnolias. Well, I guess there's plenty of magnolias. But they're not as many as there are now, though, in our state, I don't think. And as for the mansions, now they were an exception. Now these, I'd say, of the poorer class of people, from my, not only from my knowledge, but from other people's too, it would be, I'd say that this double log house with the open hall, dog trot, I'd say that was more typical of the South. And as for the shrubs in the yard, people tried to beautify their homes, they did. They were poor, but the crepe myrtle, oh, I love that shrub so much. And I said, I have a row of them out here. And this
right?
year, oh, they're more beautiful. I got some barnyard fertilizer and fertilized them. Of course, I've always taken care of them just like a little baby, because my flowers are part of my life. And the crepe myrtle, it's typical of the South. They can grow it in different places. Do they grow it in Ohio?
No, that's too far north. Yeah. It doesn't. I have a brother in Louisiana, though, and they have some beautiful crepe myrtle there.
Yes, and they have some. In Madison County, adjoining Henderson County. Now, they have adopted it as their tree, you know.
I see.
Of the county tree. And I wish that we would adopt it here, but I don't know. The mayor of the town, I guess he'd be the one, but I don't, it's doubtful he'd be interested in that. I don't know people. I thought, well, I'll just wait. Maybe somebody has some influence will think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
go back,